What kind of TV will you be watching this holiday weekend? We asked NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans to set up a binge-watching menu for us because a lot of us will have some extra time on our hands. And Eric, before we get started on your picks, I want to ask you, as a TV critic, do you have a personal philosophy when it comes to like watching hours and hours of TV?
Well, my own personal philosophy is pick a great TV show and binge watch it. especially over the holidays when you find that you have a lot of time. Like my watching is odd because I'm watching professionally. I'm thinking, oh, I need to catch up with this show or catch up with that show. But I think that's a great idea also for average viewers. So for me, for example, I'm going to be catching up on Better Things, this amazing FX series that is done by this woman named Pamela Adlon. And the reason the show is in the news now is because it's co-produced by Louis C.K. and he co-wrote a lot of the scripts on the show. And so there's a lot of controversy. He's not going to be working on the show in the future, but it is fully Pamela Adlon's show. And it's about this single mom who works as a voiceover actress and an actress who's raising kids on her own. And she's got this eclectic collection of relatives and friends. And it's a very well done series. And I wanted to catch up on it. I didn't have a chance to watch it when it was airing. So I've started binging it now that I have some time off. And so I always suggest that to people, like find a great series that maybe you weren't able to keep up with, whether it's Star Trek Discovery on CBS All Access or This Is Us on NBC. And if you pick the right series, it can really be a lot of fun.
Right. Stay up way too late. Have fun with family or by yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's look at some of the shows you're interested in. You already mentioned one, but what about this new show on Showtime? It's called Ill Behavior. It's got two friends in it who kidnap one of their buddies who refuses to undergo chemotherapy to treat his cancer. It is a comedy. It may not sound like it, but here's a clip.
I haven't been feeling super well lately.
You've been to see a doctor?
Yeah, I have actually. I reckon it's Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Isn't that cancer?
And we don't like to use that word. So negative.
All right, Eric, so it sounds like those actors are from the UK. Is it binge-worthy?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting series. It just started on Showtime, so I've only watched the first couple of episodes. At first, it's hard to even know what it's about because it starts out with a guy who's very despondent because a relationship has ended. But his relationship ended with this woman who has a lot of money, and she gives him $1 million as a settlement in a way. And so he's got money, but then he finds out that the friend that helped him sort of get over this heartache has cancer, but is such a devotee of unorthodox healing techniques, he's not going to get chemotherapy, even though chemotherapy would likely has a 94% success rate with the kind of cancer he has. So he and a mutual best friend of this guy, they decide to kidnap this guy and force him to have chemotherapy. And it is a comedy, believe it or not. But it's really an odd thing. And I think it's kind of perfect to watch over the holidays when you're already feeling a little weird about your family relationships, probably. so this is a great way to watch an even weirder family/friend relationship on television.
So that's a new show, Ill Behavior, if people want to get into something new. But also, this could be a time to catch up on some shows that have already got a season or two under their belts. Maybe you've heard your friends talking about them, and you're like, look, maybe it's time for me to join in on the fun. What about those? You got some recommendations?
Yeah, well, so there's this show on TBS called Search Party, and I named it amongst one of the best shows of 2016 when the first season aired last year. And it was this really interesting comedy, once again, that doesn't sound like a comedy when you describe it. But basically, these millennials, in particular, one woman who was feeling a little adrift in her life, figured out that an acquaintance from college was missing and sort of dedicated herself to figure out what happened to this woman. Even though they weren't really close friends, this woman had just kind of been nice to her once in college, and she decided she's going to redeem her life by finding this woman. But by the end of the first season, they wind up accidentally killing a man. And so as this new season opens, they've got to figure out what to do with his body, and they've got to figure out how to keep the woman who was missing, who they found, from realizing what had happened. And so once again, these are some very specific characters, but It's wonderful watching them bounce off of each other.
All right. So kind of dark, kind of fun at the same time.
Yeah.
I think we have another piece of tape for a different show. Mike Judge presents Tales from the Tour Bus, an oral history of country music. Let's listen to that.
Hey, Sharon Ray, you're my life.
Johnny Paycheck was a dirt poor kid who pulled himself out of poverty with his music, became a working class hero, and almost killed himself and one other person that we know of in the process.
Eric, tell us about this. Mike Judge, of course, the guy who did King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead. This is an animated program, right?
Well, it's a really interesting show. Now, this is one of those shows that already aired, but you can catch up on it. So it's an HBO show. And basically, Mike Judge has created this show. If you've ever watched Behind the Music, or if you've watched the show called Unsung on TV1,
yeah,
there's sort of mini documentaries about music stars that maybe are a little off the beaten path, especially on the TV1 Unsung. So Mike Judge has done this for country and western kind of stars. And he's picked people like Johnny Paycheck, who had a really infamous history. And he went back and he talked to all of the guys from Johnny Paycheck's backing band. But he tapes all of that. And then he animates the situations. Hmm. And then there's parts of it that aren't animated. It is really interesting. And it's odd in that it's about these artists that aren't necessarily the biggest pop stars in the world. But I mean, he did do Waylon Jennings.
Oh.
He did do Jerry Lee Lewis. And they're intimate stories told by people who were close to these artists, but it's animated and it adds an extra layer of entertainment. It makes it feel a little more contemporary and a little more absurdist. The humor is a little more absurdist, and it makes it feel like anything can happen, because these guys will tell a story and then they'll dramatize it in the animation in a way that they couldn't do if they were just using film.
Huh.
So it's a really interesting collection of storytelling techniques that work really surprisingly well.
And in the vein of true stories, why don't we talk about this one on HBO? A new documentary follows Baltimore activists, community members, and police in the wake of Freddie Gray's death. Of course, he died in police custody in 2015. Big news at the time. The film's called Baltimore Rising. Let's listen to that.
And the police and Freddie Gray made eye contact. Freddie Gray ran, and he was arrested essentially for running while black. And he emerged at the end of that ride with an 80% torn spine.
That's right.
We ain't gonna let this happen no more. We came to send them a strong message that black lives matter.
Eric, sounds like this one is worth our time too.
Yeah, now I know, especially given the velocity of news that happens nowadays, this might feel like it happened a million years ago, but this is a really affecting documentary that was actually directed by Sonia Sohn, who people will recognize as an actress from The Wire.
Mm.
She decided to go back and spend time with activists who protested in the wake of Freddie Gray's death, but also spend time with police officers. So she spent time with a detective who was investigating, what happened. And she also spent time with an officer who's committed to rebuilding trust between the black communities in Baltimore and the police department. And it will take you back to that time, and it will show you the enormity of the problem that they are struggling with in that town to try and make police more accountable. And it's not the most uplifting thing to watch during the Thanksgiving holiday necessarily. But if you're looking for a great documentary that talks about things that are going on in communities across the country right now, this is a great one.
And it might be something to start a conversation with whoever you're watching it with, too.
For sure. Yeah. Although I guess people want to be careful about the political discussions they're starting at Thanksgiving. This would be a good one at least you have some facts,
yeah,
to talk about when you're watching this documentary.
All right. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans giving us some ideas on what to binge watch this Thanksgiving. Thanks so much, and happy holidays to you, buddy.
Thanks. Same to you.